What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
This episode of Munchkinland is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. For literally pennies a day, you can support what we do, creating new content for you, and in return, you get some bonus content too. Point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. Did you get your Munchkin bricks? We're talking about them in this installment of Munchkinland. Hi, everyone. It is Steven Schleicher from MajorSpoilers.com, and this week, I wanted to talk about Munchkin bricks. Now, maybe you weren't aware of this. This was a Kickstarter campaign from June of 2014, and Munchkin bricks are accessories for your miniature figures. So essentially, these are not Lego bricks, but they are Lego brick compatible pieces that you can put on your minifigs, and they have a bunch of things that you would expect to find in a game of Munchkin. So mine just arrived a couple of weeks ago, and I was just messing around with them last night, and it's really kind of cool. The Kickstarter campaign was looking to raise something like $15,000, and they ended up raising almost $60,000 in the entire project, which was really cool. Like I said, my sets just started arriving. It was a couple of weeks ago, but it came with a lot of really, really cool things. So obviously with Kickstarter, there are so many different ways that you can fund the project and what you get. And I think I funded mine relatively high. I got several different sets. I liked all of the different colors. And so I went with the full dungeon. But I got 10 full sets of Munchkin bricks plus any unlocked stretch goals that they did. And then the limited edition Brick Arms Crate of Holding. Actually, I got 3 of those crates of holding with... Oh, but one of them has the Crate of Hoarding, which is kind of cool. It looks like a little Munchkin game in Lego brick form. So that's really neat. As far as the pieces go, there are pieces that kind of span all of the Munchkin games, or many of the Munchkin games, including Munchkin Cthulhu, Munchkin Zombies, Munchkin Booty, The Unnatural Axe. It does include the Munchkin Nomicon, which is pretty cool. They did have a glow-in-the-dark version, which I do have a set of those. Kind of neat there. And then they came in a bunch of different colors, and you could choose those. So the base set of the Munchkin bricks includes the Unnatural Axe, the Rat on a Stick, the Triple Barrel Shotgun from Munchkin Cthulhu, the Munchkin Nomicon from the Munchkin Nomicon expansion, Chibi Cthulhu, or Chibi Thulu, from Munchkin Cthulhu, which I think is probably the neatest thing in the set. The Chainsaw of Bloody Dismemberment, and if you are somebody who wants to create your own Lego version of Army of Darkness, you now have the means of doing that. Shoulder Dragon, which is nice. In fact, depending on the stretch goal you got, the Shoulder Dragon may have come in a number of different colors. The Duck of Doom, which I'm not touching, obviously. And then you get a miter. Or a meter, or whatever it is. I don't know how to pronounce it. They did a lot of stretch goals that got unlocked, such as a free Munchkin random brick item with stretch goal number 5. Stretch goal number 6 was 2 free random Munchkin brick items. Maybe a gold chibi or a red duck. I don't know what mine were. There's a whole box of things, whole bag of things right here that are the Mix-a-Lots. Ooh, looks like I got a cow head in one of these. 2 cow heads. The Unnatural Axe. Looks like a... Susumaphone or something. This is really cool. Oh, my, I did get the pink ones. The fairy dust sets. I got a couple of those. I like those. Those are nice pink sparkly bricks. I've got to say, I have seen a lot of knockoff Lego products over the last couple of years. Now, granted, when I say knockoff, I mean not official Lego product, even though they may be Lego brick compatible. I have seen a number of these products over the years, and some of them are really fantastic. In fact, I just bought some for my son the other day when we went to Planet Comic Con, and some of them have been horrible to the point where they don't even align with Lego brick studs, even though they claim to be Lego compatible. These Munchkin bricks from Crazy Bricks are just fantastic, and I've got so many of them now that my minifigs can go to town and go crazy on each other and just have a lot of fun. And this is really a nice thing if you got on board with it. Now, I don't know. I've seen a couple of sites that talk about pre-ordering these as a non-Kickstarter project that you might be able to buy in your local store. So if you're interested in getting Munchkin bricks, just go online, look up Munchkin bricks from Crazy Bricks and see if and when you can order them. And if you're a Lego fan, I say pick them up because these are perfect to put into your little sets, to put on your figures. Maybe even if you're doing Munchkin Deluxe or you are doing the game where you swap sexes or you are going to load up your character in a basic Munchkin set, use these little Lego bricks to accessorize your character or to switch out the sexes if that's the way you're going to play it. But something fun for everyone out there on the internet if you just know where to look. And of course, no Munchkin set would be complete without exclusive Munchkin cards. And we've got several of those. In fact, a lot of those. They're all the same card, but I got 10 of them because of the project level that I backed. It is Brick Built +5 to Monster. Play during any combat. Whoever plays this card may also lend one item to the monster from the table or his hand. The combat bonus of that item counts for the monster. Then the card returns to its owner. If the monster is defeated, draw one extra treasure card. And that is official from Steve Jackson Games. I also got several bookmarks. The first one, the official Munchkin bookmark of the overpowering Munchkin fighting gentleman. To use this bookmark, sacrifice a level. You cannot use this bookmark at level 1, you Munchkin. And then add the Puke Knight to any player's combat. The Puke Knight is a level 20. +5 against any Munchkin or player with food or drink. He gives 2 levels and 5 treasures if killed. The bad stuff, uncontrollable retching. Finish your current turn and then lose your next turn. Wow, that's a pretty powerful bookmark. The other bookmark is the official Bricks bookmark of Better Bad Guy Building. Play this bookmark when the monster has been defeated, but before the Munchkins have claimed their levels and treasures. The monster reassembles itself and begins a new combat. It gets a +10 bonus and is worth 2 extra treasure if it is defeated again. At the end of the game, give this bookmark to the player with the lowest level. I like these bookmarks that don't tell you to tear it up or destroy it so that you can use it again and again in future games. And I would think that it would be up to the player to remember to bring it to each gaming session if that's the way that they want to go. So that is the Munchkin Bricks Kickstarter. I mean, it's already been funded. It's already arrived. If you were part of that, then hopefully you have received yours. So I have duplicates of several of these sets. I've got 2 of the light blue, 2 of the pink fairy dust, 2 of the glow in the dark, 2 of the purple, 1 orange, 1 gold. I wonder how I manage that. I think maybe in the future we will do a giveaway of some of these products. So you're going to have to keep listening to Munchkin Land, keep downloading, keep sharing this with a friend. And if you want to support things that we do, if you want to show your support for this show, do tell people that you like this podcast. Do let people know that you like listening to tabletop games being played in a podcast. Let Steve Jackson Games know that you like this podcast. If you would like to support this show and everything that we do at Major Spoilers, of course, we have the Major Spoilers VIP site. Now, the VIP site is your way of saying, hey, I want to continue to support what you do. So we have a $2, a $5, or $10 a month contributions that you can do. It's ongoing. With your contributions, you ensure that shows like this continue to remain free and we don't have to put it behind a paywall. But when you do become a Major Spoilers VIP, you do get access to bonus content, which includes exclusive podcasts, audio files, artwork, downloads, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by pointing your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. We thank everyone for their support and thank our current VIPs for making sure that this show is possible. That wraps it up for this installment of Munchkin Land. Thank you so much again. We'll be back next week with another game, because we know that it's not cheating. Don't get caught.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.